Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Keith and Melody Green established Last Days Ministries in Garden Valley, Texas in 1979. By the early 1980s, they had a printing press, and they were cranking out monthly newsletters that were reaching tens of thousands of households. They had a 10-week residential program where young people from all over the country would come to live, work, study, and get pushed pretty hard on questions of personal commitment. He had what one biographer called a John the Baptist temperament. The uncompromising standard that he held for himself, he expected from everyone else. Some of his closest mentors were really aggressive revivalist preachers, among them Leonard Ravenhill, who lived next door. Leonard introduced him to the works of Charles Finney, one of my favorite revivalists. Keith was controversial, of that there's no doubt. He challenged his audiences always to be real Christians. The life of Keith Green is special to me because I had released my first album around the same time his ministry took off. My contemporaries and I loved Keith Green because he was radical, and we thought the church should not be lukewarm. On July 28, 1982, 11 passengers crowded into an 8-passenger Cessna on the ministry property and crashed shortly after takeoff. All were killed. Keith Green was 28 years old. What an amazing life and legacy of music he left us.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.